after 16 years. Jon Stewart's run on The Daily Show ends tonight. Last night, he interviewed his last guest, Louis C.K.
Thank you for being here.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be your last dude. Person. I came on behalf of comedy to say,
You're representing comedy.
I represent all comedy. Just to say, you know, nice job.
Thank you, my friend.
Not everyone is unhappy he's leaving. Stewart poked fun at the left, but he was a thorn in the side of the right. A memorable moment, and one that put him on the map, came when Jon Stewart appeared on another show, Crossfire, which had become a bipartisan battleground on CNN. Here's Stewart speaking to one of the hosts, conservative Tucker Carlson.
I made a special effort to come on the show today because I have, privately, amongst my friends, and also in occasional newspapers and television shows, mentioned this show as being bad.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that that wasn't fair, and I should come here and tell you that I don't, it's not so much that it's bad as it's hurting America. So I wanted to
but
come here today
defense, let me,
and say,
wait,
I just,
let me,
here's just what I wanted to tell you guys.
Yeah.
Stop.
Well, shortly after they did, Crossfire was canceled. Tonight's show coincides coincidentally with the Republican debate, but alas, it tapes earlier, airs at 11. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has some thoughts. And first, Eric, Stewart was a gold mine for critics, so how are you feeling about this departure?
I'm wearing a black armband. I am lighting candles. Like many people in media land, I'm in mourning.
Okay, well, let's remember why many people are with you. Who was Jon Stewart even before The Daily Show?
Sure. Well, he was an up-and-coming stand-up comic and TV host. He had had a talk show on MTV that was really successful, and so they moved it into syndicated television, where, of course, it promptly died, and they canceled it. But some of the guys who were running that show wound up running Comedy Central. But it's good to take a look at his early career as a stand-up. I think we have a clip of him doing some stand-up comedy about politics. Let's check it out.
Let's listen.
Did you know we were bombing Iraq again? It's not even news now, is it? I saw it on CNN's Entertainment Minute. It's barely news. We're bombing Iraq. We just love to bomb that guy. He's on such a short leash with us. We used to bomb him for real stuff, you know? Hussein invaded Kuwait. Bomb him! Now it's like, he had red wine with fish. Bomb him!
Early Jon Stewart. And what about The Daily Show? Let's take another listen and hear how the previous host, Craig Kilborn, sounded.
It's official. Van Halen is now the stupidest rock group in history. The spiritual heirs to Cole Porter and George Gershwin continue to alienate all their fans by naming yet another lead singer, Gary Cherone of Extreme, ruining two bands at once.
Okay, yet another Gary Cherone joke, but not the not the same thing at all.
Yeah, so Jon Stewart was considered to be a likely successor to maybe Jay Leno or David Letterman, that he was going to move on to one of these late-night hosting jobs. So it was interesting when he wound up replacing Craig Kilborn as host of The Daily Show. The Daily Show under Kilborn. Kilborn, of course, is not a stand-up comic, wasn't a writer, was basically reading jokes that were written for him by the show staff. But when Jon took over, his voice became the show's voice. He got involved with the writing. He, of course, got involved with choosing and hiring people to fill out the show, both writers and correspondents. And, you know, his sensibility really became the show's sensibility in a way that Kilborn could never do because he was not a writer.
Yeah, and talk about how he evolved over time, how he grew right before our eyes.
Yeah, well, you know, what was interesting to see, not only did Jon Stewart grow, but media grew as the show progressed. So, you know, MSNBC and Fox News had sort of just started when The Daily Show started. They really matured during Jon Stewart's reign. And the show stopped becoming this parody of news magazines like the Dateline NBCs and 2020s and focused more on cable news and TV journalism in particular. And focused more on the biggest names in politics and media and exposing their hypocrisies. You could hear in the Kilbourne thing, you know, he was talking about, you know, Van Halen. You're not really going to hear a joke on Jon Stewart's Daily Show that's explicitly focused on Van Halen. It's going to be a Van Halen joke that relates to President Obama or Donald Trump or, you know, something at the center of news and politics.
And he also, you know, Jon Stewart, love him as many people did or hate him as many people did, especially on the right, he became important.
For sure. He was speaking to a young audience, you know. He was speaking to an audience of millennials, and that's a valuable audience both for politicians and for advertisers and for media personalities. So he had influence with an influential component of the audience. So people were worried and interested in what he had to say because he could move that audience.
Well, and he might be their only source of news, which became increasingly clear. Well, here is what Jon Stewart said to an audience member who asked if it was going to be back to stand-up for him now.
That's how I started, and that's, I'm sure, that's how I will end. You know what I mean? 80 years old, standing on stage going, ah, come on! Guys, let me make something clear. I'm not dying.
I'm thinking Jay Leno went back to stand-up.
Well, Jay Leno never left stand-up, and neither did Jon Stewart. He continued to do stand-up appearances throughout his tenure hosting the show, and now he'll have more time to do that and more flexibility in his schedule to do that. I always thought that it seemed that Jon Stewart really got restless in 2013 when he took many months off to direct the movie Rosewater and then came back to the show, and there was a sense there that, you know, maybe the show was feeling a little old hat for him. Maybe it wasn't, he wasn't as passionate about what he was doing as before, or maybe he was more passionate about doing something else. So I would expect him to take some time to be with his family, do some stand-up tours, and maybe look at writing and directing another movie since Rosewater was so well accepted when it came out.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you.
Always a pleasure.